Well, that's the sunrise this morning over Lesotho, and my name is James Moffat. I'm on top of the mountain early this morning looking at the beauty surrounding us. It's absolutely fantastic, and with the sun coming up behind me, usually I'm looking at it, watching it come up. It's heralding in another beautiful, fantastic day. As I said, I'm James Moffat. I grew up on this farm, on which on top of the mountain I grew on. Now that's the thing about this whole world of ours. We're all relying on some sort of drug or pursuit or something like that to keep away that dark side of ourselves. And what is extraordinary is we're now at the pinnacle of our knowledge on what or who we are. This information is now here, scientific, deep, logical truths. And can you believe it? That just understanding these concepts about ourselves, and particularly in my case where I've been searching for, goodness, all my life since I can remember, for an answer to the question, why? Why are we like this? Why are we so full of love? Why at times I can be a phenomenal person and I can see it and I'm making people happy, and other times I can be a real downright real badass? Well, it's something that's been coming to us a long time. But this book, Freedom, by Jeremy Griffith, who's an extraordinary biologist with such clear thinking, has at last brought together all the work that us humans have been doing, the past and the present, in finding out who we are and what we are and why we are here. And my questions have all been answered. Thank God. This extraordinary way of I'm feeling now about the world, now that I understand us humans and why we are, do things the way we do things, and to get you to try and see what I'm seeing. And actually not even try, you're going to do it. It's an evolving concept. Something which is interesting, which I found out, you know, I've been trying to figure out the answers to the questions and trying to find them outside of myself, and sure, within myself. But it wasn't about meditating or going on solitary retreats. Those are temporary reliefs. Even being reborn as a Christian was a temporary relief. What this is extraordinary is it answers the questions, at like it slots into all the parts which are missing parts in my brain and in my heart. It just connects the two and makes everything sensible. It's not just something that I have to have faith in. It actually bloody well works. And this is extraordinary about it, and what makes me excited all the time now, and seeing that every one of us have that potential. Every person on this planet has got this extraordinary potential to do this, complete this, get this information, take it in and change the way we are. It's extraordinary. It's a bloody mind blow. This is the beauty of the farm that I live in. Another shot from lower down on the mountain, and I've been running along a bit, but to show you this absolute beauty that we have around us, and now I know is reflected inside us and permanently. It's a part of our fixtures now. It's part of our fixture. I just had to get rid of that blockage in my mind, and that blockage is relatively easily overcome, but it takes perseverance. You just gotta keep at it. And that is the nature of us. If you consider us humans, we're extraordinary, phenomenally magnificent species on this planet that can do extraordinary, beautifully magnificent things. And what we're doing at the moment is extraordinary, but at the same time, in this pursuit of knowledge, we're creating havoc in our wake. These are farm soils which farmers, because they are dealing with the same crisis of the human condition, are wanting to control it. They can't control their own urges. So, well, let's control nature. And at the same time, we're really blasting it apart around the world. And this is what drove me for the last 25 odd years, was to try and heal this place. But I've come to realize the healing has got to happen in our heads. We've got to recognize who we are. We've got to recognize we've got this diverse character, our instinctive, natural, mothering, loving. And then we've got our intellectual, striving, hard, got to find answers side too. Once you reconcile those two and we understand it, there's no need for conflict anymore, then extraordinary things can happen. We can all turn our minds to fixing up this planet and just having absolute bloody bore.